With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. After 2 weeks, federal closure is quickly becoming among the longest government shutdowns. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says House and Senate Republicans have no choice but to work with the Democrats.
Republican leaders can say all they want, there's nothing to negotiate. But if Republicans don't change course, then very soon 20 million Americans are going to face financial catastrophe when their health care premiums go through the roof.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats are the reason that shutdown is continuing.
If the Democrats want to go to court and challenge troops being paid, bring it, okay? I'm grateful for a commander-in-chief who understands the priorities of the country, the necessity of national defense, and the urgency that we all feel and have voted for 8 times. Republicans have voted in Congress 8 times now between House and Senate to fund the troops and pay federal workers in all these essential jobs and agencies, because we understand the necessity of that.
The head of the Federal Reserve hinting at more interest rate cuts.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. And he said the outlook for employment and inflation does not appear to have changed much since the September meeting. Those comments suggest that the Fed could cut its key interest rate twice more this year.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. 31,000 Kaiser Permanente health care workers have gone on strike, demanding better salaries as well as staffing. The 5-day strike began Tuesday and spans 500 medical centers in Hawaii, Oregon, and California. Now, workers, including a number of pharmacists and midwives, say wages have not kept pace with inflation. They're asking for a 25% increase over 4 years. The company has countered with 21.5%. This is SRN News. A British church sparking outrage.
Canterbury Cathedral has allowed a gay poet to install graffiti inside the sanctuary that questions the authority of God and his goodness. The graffiti includes questions such as, why did you create hate when love is more powerful, and why all the suffering? Outrage over the display is surging all throughout the Christian world. Canterbury Cathedral was founded in 597 and is the seat of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pastor of a prominent underground church in China detained by police last week, along with a number of his parishioners. They may face charges of, quote, illegal dissemination of religious content via the Internet. Pastor was held at his home along with others. Zion Church, among the largest house churches that are unregistered with Chinese authorities, it has 5,000 members. This is SRN News. Well, France is facing its own version of a budget crisis, as BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield reports.
As tabled by Prime Minister Le Cornu, the budget foresees some economies to try to reduce the deficit, though not by as much as his predecessor, François Bayrou, had planned. There'll be some cuts in state spending and probably some kind of tax on the very wealthy. But a key question will be what's to become of pension reform. The socialists expect a clear commitment to suspend President Macron's reform, raising the retirement age to 64, as their price for not bringing the government down.
This move aims to prevent his fragile minority government from collapsing. Le Cornu says the law would be paused until after the 2027 presidential election. Socialist Party has demanded the law be repealed. More details at srnnews.com.